gentlemen in the armed forces of the United Nations, here's a special Christmas package.
Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Hi, you guys and gals everywhere, and Merry Christmas to you. This is Linda Darnell, filling in for Santa Claus and getting ready to untie a ribbon on a great big package of entertainment addressed to each and every one of you and marked Do Not Open Till Christmas. It's chock full of greetings in word and song from some of your favorite entertainers with a special message from the Chief of Chaplains for the Army and for the Navy. Right now, gang, let's tear off the gift wrapping and see what's inside. Pencil and let's make some room here, because right at the top of your Christmas box are the Andrews sisters, here to send their very best Christmas greetings. And how are they going to do that? Well, of course, they're going to sing. Solid as the andiron old St. Nick leans his bag on when he brushes the cinders out of his beard after coming down the chimney. Well, you know, fellas, Christmas calls for a lot of things. Good fellowship, hospitality, and fun. But for a moment, with the finer implications of Christmas, we go to our nation's capital, Washington, where you will hear a special Christmas message from the Navy's Chief of Chaplains, Captain Robert D. Workman. Go ahead, Washington, and Captain Workman.
The chaplains of the Navy Department join with others here in Washington in sending special, individual Christmas greetings to you, the men and women of the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard. This Christmas, our thought turns first to you. We know full well that your thoughts are of home and your loved ones. We wish to assure you that the people here at home, who appreciate the reasons why we are in this war, realize that you are putting your all into this scrap because you are anxious, among other things, that the spirit of Christmas and the right to enjoy a good old-fashioned Christmas shall be preserved through the years which lie ahead. The spirit of Christmas is the Christ. Christ was the gift of God who sent his Son that we might know the way, the truth, and the light, and possess the secret of attaining eternal life. Christ's own life was the perfect example of doing things for others and giving for others. We show the true spirit of Christmas, therefore, when we do for others and give for others. You out there, each of you, wherever you are today, is a living example of this spirit. You are giving loyal, devoted service to your country, and you give it as though you were giving it personally for your loved ones and for your good neighbor around the corner. For this gift from you this Christmas, the hearts of Americans well up with gratitude and pride. Speaking for them, I say, thank you, soldier. Thank you, blue jacket. Thank you, Marine. Thank you, Coast Guardsman. And what of our gift? What will be our gift to our country at a time like this? What will be our gift to you? With humility, we offer to our country increased devotion, which we hope will be worthy, in some small measure, to be compared with your noble gift to our beloved land. And for you individually, we offer as a gift a prayer of gratitude for your gift, and a prayer that you may be kept safe and be returned home to enjoy with your loved ones and friends many, many Merry Christmases through the years to come. God bless you and grant you the richest and most precious blessings of the Christmas season.
Thank you, Captain Workman. And now, gang, back to your Christmas package, because we've lots of unwrapping to do. Say, here's an item I'm sure you'll say looks mighty fine all decked out in cellophane and holiday tinsel, because she's a favorite item of yours all the year through. And a swell gal she is, Jenny Sims.
Thank you, Linda. Gee, I'm thrilled to be on this Christmas program for all you fighting men. And I want to add my Yuletide greetings to each and every one of you. Maybe I'm too big to fit in your stocking, but I hope this song fits your holiday mood.
Lift up your head and shout. It's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day.
Santa Claus for tonight, the man who's been trying to get me on his lap all afternoon to whisper what I want for Christmas, Bob Hope.
Thank you. How do you do, fellas? This is Bob wishing a Merry Christmas to all you United Nations servicemen everywhere, Hope. Speaking for the Americans, the Chinese, the English, and the Rus, saying that as soon as we fry our Christmas turkey, we'll finish cooking Hitler's goose. Well, it's not a big laugh. It's just an opening. But anyway, soldiers everywhere love Christmas because during the holidays, the commanding officers choose certain guys and grant them furloughs. That's an army expression meaning eeny, meeny, miny, there ain't no mole. And this Christmas, we really got men all over. We got men in more places than Crosby and I build roads to. They're even hanging mistletoe up there in the Aleutians. And you know the Eskimo system of kissing with the noses? I don't mind playing post office, but brother, that's the wrong zone. It's so cold up there, one soldier on Kiska wanted a certain type of sweater for Christmas, but they couldn't get Lana Turner past the postal authorities. And the fellows in the Aleutians really have a lot of unusual weather. I'm not allowed to mention what kind of weather it is, but all I can say is if we had that weather in California, it would freeze almost as many oranges as the weather we have does. And Christmas in London is something, too. They got a blackout there all the time. One private grabbed someone under the mistletoe, and everything was all right until he reached around and fell 3 chevrons. England is pretty similar to us when it comes to celebrating Christmas, except for that warm beer. That beer is really warm. After 2 quarts, you can save your burps and rent yourself out as a flamethrower. I heard about one sailor in the Mediterranean area who had an interesting Christmas. He got a card from Dorothy L'Amour with a picture of her in a sarong on it. What a picture. You know how George Washington looked straight ahead on the 2-cent stamp? Well, on this envelope, he kept peeking over his shoulder. In Italy, the soldiers couldn't get any tinsel for their Christmas tree, so they decided to decorate the tree with spaghetti. When they put in the plug, the meatballs lit up. One company over in India had a Christmas dinner, and they ran short of turkey, but nothing stops those GIs. They just started slicing the white meat off the colonel's eagle. And Christmas... Christmas in a lot of places is pretty strange. In Africa, you should see Santa Claus fly through the air in a sleigh pulled by 6 camels. Boy, those camels. A soldier can't get off them. In order to dismount, you have to go over the hill. And the difference in seasons is really amusing. Christmas time here is cold, and over in the South Sea Islands, it's time for planting. All day long, you can see those girls in the grass skirts rotating their crops. Island, the hula girls played Santa Claus. Instead of their grass skirts, they just wore a long white beard. The first time a bunch of soldiers were ever in favor of GI haircuts for all.
Thank you, Bob Hope. That was swell. And now, men, with a big red ribbon around her waist and a sprig of holly in her hair, meet the girl whose fan mail is stupendous and whose voice is the same. Lena Horne, singing Honeysuckle Rose.
Every honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. When we're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You must sweet, oh goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. I don't buy sugar, and goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. If the honeybee sighs with jealousy when they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're my sweetheart, goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, dear. Oh, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey barely trips your confection. Goodness knows, you're my honeysuckle rose.
Gee, now that was super. Fellas, there have been an awful lot of Christmas greetings mixed in with the packages we've unwrapped. And now we're happy to return once again to Washington, where General Arnold, Chief of Army Chaplains, is standing by with a warm word of greeting for each and every one of you. Go ahead, Washington, and General Arnold.
Millions of men the world over are gathered around their chaplains in camps, hospitals, battle areas to hear again the story of the first Christmas. Thousands of others in isolated places will open their little volume of the scriptures to read for themselves St. Matthew's and St. Luke's account of our Savior's birth in Bethlehem. Men far from their homes and their loved ones will find comfort in meditating upon the hardships and sufferings of the Holy Family. They will see more clearly the real meaning of Christmas and feel more deeply the comfort of God's goodness in sending His Son to live with us and for us. In times of peace and security, we often used our many blessings rather frivolously. Our merriment frequently became revelry. Extravagance and lack of appreciation were more evident than reverence and gratitude. We thought more of our ease and pleasure than of God's goodness and mercy. Many a Christmas came and went without making us better men and women. Now, however, we see Christmas as men of faith and courage saw it 2,000 years ago. The hardships and sufferings of war have cleansed our hearts of pride and vanity, and we have a truer knowledge of the things which really count in life. Prayer and trust in God have a new value for us. Home and the daily association with loved ones are now appreciated as never before. Honest labor, leisure for simple pleasures, and peace with moderate plenty would fill our hearts with real joy. Through the coming of God's Son to share and sweeten our life, we know that we can be happy and joyful despite pain, hardship, and material losses. These are the simple truths which Christmas has been trying to teach us for 20 centuries. Joseph and Mary and Christ himself suffered much to assure us of happiness if we have faith and love and courage. With glowing hearts, therefore, we hear the angel's message. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for this day is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Bravely and hopefully, we look up to the Star of Bethlehem and add our voices to the song of the heavenly host. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill.
Thank you, General Arnold. Once again, gang, back to your Christmas package. And a little digging through the cellophane hereabouts brings up a small item, but potent. It's a round-trip ticket to Wistful Vista, the home of Fibber McGee and Molly. And something tells me we're going to get down there just in time to find Fibber arguing with a little girl who lives down the street.
Somebody gives me a box of cigars for Christmas because I only... Hey, what goes on here? What are you two whispering about?
She says I better go home, mister.
Huh?
She says you're mad at me because I want to have the kids sing a Christmas carol for you.
Oh, now, I ain't mad exactly, sis.
I bet you are, I bet you. Indeed, the kids have been out there in that cold all afternoon. afternoon on account of
that. Now, none of that, sis. Now, cut it out. The only reason I didn't want him to sing is...
Oh, it's okay, mister. I know how you feel. Thanks for the cookies and thanks...
Hey, don't rush away like this, sis. My gosh. I'll listen to your old Christmas carol if it means that much.
No.
I just thought...
No, you don't like them.
I do, too, like them. I only
you
thought...
You don't either like them.
I do, too.
You don't?
I do so.
No.
Yes.
No.
Now, look, sis. Here. Take my handkerchief and wipe your nose.
Thank you. Thanks.
Now bring in your half-pint glee club and let them do their worst, which I imagine is pretty bad.
Well, they're not bad. They're wonderful.
Okay, so they're terrific. Bring them in.
All right. Hey, Kenny. Ready, Johnny, buddy. Come on in.
My, my. Well, what handsome little fellas. Hello, boys.
Hello, Mrs. McGee.
What's she going to give us, kids?
The night before Christmas. And, gee, we rehearsed it like Dixie. Are you ready, kids?
I'm ready, sir. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, Molly.
Madam Gee.
Here. Take my money and my watch. You know me. Every time I hear these things, I want to give away everything I own.
Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their wee little bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little head. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I blew like a flash, tore open the shutters, blew open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nick. All bundled in fur from his head to his foot, old Santa was covered with ashes and soot. I drew in my head and was turning around when down the chimney he came with a bow.
His eyes, how they twinkle. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe beheld tied in his beak. And the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath. He was chubby and plump. All right, jolly old elf. Then a left, then a left, then a left. When I saw him in spite of myself. He had a broad face, oh, oh, oh. And a little round belly, oh, oh, oh. That shook when he laughed, oh, oh, oh. Like a bowl full of jelly, oh, oh. He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head. A chuckle and a smile I knew all the while had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings.
Oh, boy.
And turned with a jerk. and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the sound of a pistol. But I heard him exclaim, and he drove on a fly.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night.
Oh, is he gone?
Is the night after Christmas and all through the house, not a creature is stirring, not even the mouse. The presents are scattered and broken, I fear, and St. Nicholas won't come again for a year. The children are nestled all warm in their wee little beds,
while memories of sugar plums dance in their wee little
heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap are settled at last for a long.
McGee and Molly. Well, fellas, I guess we've opened the last parcel in the Christmas package. Seems like the only thing left to do is to read the card that came along with it. It's just about the biggest Christmas card you ever saw, and it has millions of signatures on it. It's signed by every mother and father and sister and brother and wife and sweetheart here at home. And it says, "A Merry Christmas to you, and may God speed you to victory."
Special Christmas Day program was presented by the War Department of the United States of America.